We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shutfim Bekarka, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Hey. This halacha is discussing partners who share a piece of real estate and they decide to split. And Rav Nosson Zal's basing it on Chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran. We've spoken about it. We opened the topic in the previous year. We'll continue from where we left off. Rav Nosson Zal's comparing the splitting up of physical property and maintaining boundaries on properties to maintaining boundaries within a person's sechel. V'alkein, hamshoch, and therefore, hamshochas hadasanal. The concept of drawing sechel, nikra chanukas habayis, is referred to as building a house. Kemavur sham heite batoiranal, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this very much over there in Chapter 7 in Likutei Moran. Shehadas hanal hu bechinas chanaka. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a very high level of das, which is associated with the holiday of Chanukah, Bechinas Chanukas Habeis HaMikdosh. And we know that one of the reasons why that holiday is called Chanukah is because there was a whole hischachus, a renewal of the Beis HaMikdosh. Shekolul miben v'talmid. And the Beis HaMikdosh represents Das, and it represents both levels of Das. The Das of the son, S-O-N, and the Das of the student. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. Ki hadas hakodosh hu bechinas beis hamikdosh. We know that holy seichel is associated with the beis hamikdosh. Ukamoshom Rabbeinu Zal, as the Gemara says in Brachos, page 33, kol mi sheyesh boideya keilu nivne beis hamikdosh biyomov. That any person who has das, it's as if the Beis HaMikdosh were built during his time. Ki ikar shlemus hadas digdusha, because true, complete das, shehu lahakir veleda saboyre isporach, which is recognition of Hashem, kol chad kefuman de meshar balibay, each and every person to the degree that they're capable of doing that, hu bechinas binyan Beis HaMikdosh, is an example of building a Beis HaMikdosh. Shenivne al yidei mechitzois kedoshois. The Beis HaMikdosh was constructed from all kinds of walls and partitions. Shebetoichom mamshichin hadas hakodosh hazeh. Within which we draw and we receive this das. She'elu hamechitzois nimshach shoroshon mebechinas hashtikanal. And these partitions, these boundaries that mark off up to here and not further, this is the Ezras Noshim, this is the Ezras Kohanim, etc. These partitions, on a spiritual level, draw from a heavenly partition, which is shtika, silence. Silence is also a form of a barrier, a partition, that we up to here we can talk. From this point on, we have to be quiet. Bechinas, as we mentioned earlier, siog lachochma shtika. A fence around chochma is silence. Hainu shehashtiko hi bechinas siog shu gedero mechitzo mikol tzad. This tells us that silence is like a barrier. Which fences in on all sides. Shaydeze nishmar umiskayim hachochma, through which the chochma is protected and is able to last. Shezehu ikar pirush shel siog. That's the true definition of the word siog. Ukamayshamru mikoidem, as we find in that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos a little bit earlier in chapter 3, Mishnah Yud Gimel. The Mishnah there says, "Maisrois siog lo isher." Give tithing your money, taking off 10% of your money and giving it to charity, is a siog for your wealth. What does the word siog there mean? It's a protection that protects your wealth from chas v'shalom becoming dispersed, lost. Shehapirush, the translation there is Shehatzdoko umaisrois shoimre mesoashirus shelo yispazer v'yoved, that charity and tithing protects a person's wealth, that it shouldn't become dispersed and lost. Kein hapirush siog lachochmo shtika. So too, when the Mishnah says that a siog around chochma is silence, shehashtika hu bechinas geder u'mechitza soviv hachochmo shetiskayim v'loy tispazer v'toyved. That silence also serves as a fence, a partition around, surrounding chochma, to ensure that the chochma will have a kiyum, it'll last, and it will not become dispersed and lost. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify. Ki chochmoso yisborach mole kol hoilam. We know that Hashem's chochma fills the entire world. Ki hakoil nivra b'chochma. Everything was created with chochma. Kama shekosuv kulam b'chochma asisa. As it says in Tehillim, Hashem, you made everything with chochma. So Hashem's chochma is found everywhere in everything. So a person would say, wow, that sounds easy. So it sounds so easy to get hold of the chochma. There's a problem. Ach machmas ribui ho'er, because of the fact that there is so much light, the light is everywhere, it's impossible to really benefit from the light of Hashem's chochma, kiim al yidei tzimtzumim rabim, without making all kinds of tzimtzumim, constrictions, vessels, partitions, shehem bechina shtika, and a tzimtzum, a constriction, is associated with being silent. Silent means withholding, holding back from speaking, fencing in your tongue, not talking. Umishom nimshochim gedorim umechitzois, and it's from this that there evolves the concept of fences and partitions. Shebetoichom nimshach umeskayim hachochma, within which we're able to receive chochma, and that the chochma should be able to have a lasting effect. Lodas oisa yisborach, which chochma especially? Recognition of Hashem. Shezehu bechinas kedushas habeis hamikdash. This is what the holiness of the Beis Hamikdash was all about. Ki habeis hamikdash nivne beruach hakodesh, because the Beis Hamikdash was built with divine inspiration. Bikdusha kozois, with such holiness. Shaydei hamechitzos hakdoshe shel habeis hamikdash, so that through the walls of this Beis HaMikdash, the outer walls and the inner walls and the partitions all over, al yidei zeh nimshach hadas hakodosh l'chol ho'elam. It's from there that the das emanates to the entire world, l'hakir oisa yisborach, for the world to be able to gain recognition of Hashem. Ki ikar mayon hachochma, because the main wellspring of chachma emanates from the Beis HaMikdash, minakudas ho'even shesia, from that holy rock from which the foundation of the world. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says in the Navi Yoel, chapter 4, pasuk yudches, umayon mi Beis Hashem yetze, that the wellspring comes forth from the house of Hashem, from the Beis HaMikdash. However, it's impossible to receive and draw and benefit from that wellspring of Chochma unless the Beis HaMikdash has those partitions, those walls. Umishom nimshach hadas hakodosh l'chol echad miYisrael. And it's from there, that's the central location from which there emanates holy das to all of Klal Yisrael. Shehu bechinas bayis. Because each and every single Jew is an aspect of a bayis. Ki yefshe lekapel hadas hakodosh kiim al yidei mechitzois. Because we learned earlier, it's impossible for a person to really receive the das and benefit from it unless you have partitions, boundaries. Hanasim al yidei b'china shtika, which are established through silence. B'china siog lachochma shtika, the fence for chochma, to be able to fence in the chochma is silence. U'mishom mebchinas habeis hamikdosh nimshach hakedusha l'chol bota Yisrael. And from the Beis HaMikdash, from the house of Hashem, comes forth das and holiness to all of the Jewish homes, to each and every individual Jew's place where he can receive das, which is within his boundaries, within his bias. Ki kol echod tzorech lekadesh beisoy bebchinas kedushas habeis hamikdash. Because each and every single Jew is required to purify and elevate and sanctify his home to be like a Beis HaMikdosh. Ukabonishin is bar b'mokim achar, as we discuss in other places. Ukemuvon b'hatoyra bereshis, roish bayis leinei kol Yisroel b'simen samach zayim. And as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 67 in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'ze b'chinas ner Chanukah samuch lepesach habayis. Now Rav Nosson Zal introduces the topic of Chanukah into this halacha. Based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand why one of the best places to light Chanukah candles is in the entranceway to the house, close to the entrance of the house. Ki hadas tzrichin lahakifoi b'mechitzois hashtiko kanal. Because as we learned, das sechel must be boxed in. It has to be encased in boundaries. The boundaries of silence. Shirak al yidei zeh nimshach u'miskayim hadas kanal. It's only if you have those mechitzos will the das succeed and have a kiyum. Ach me'achar shehu mukof mechitzos hashtika. However, if the das is surrounded by walls of silence, mehecho nucha lekabel v'linek me'adas. How do we get to it? How do we get to the das? Ach kol yenikas v'amshochas hadas hu derech ha-pesach. The answer is, even though there is this fence, even though there is this wall, there's an opening in the fence, there's an opening in the wall. V'ha-pesach hu bechinas emuna. The opening within this fence, the opening within the silence, the shtika, is emuna, faith. Shemizgale al yedei hadibur, which is revealed through speech. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 89, oidia emunascha b'fi. I inform you about my faith with my mouth, through my speech. Shezeu b'chinas, and as the pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 26, Pischu she'orim, open up the gates, ve'yovoi goy tzadik, and let the nation, the righteous nation, enter, shoimer emunim, the nation that guards, that keeps the faith. So we see that the emuna is associated with the entranceway, the Pesach. B'chinas, pischei picha. And it's also associated with speech, which comes from the opening of the mouth. That's the terminology that's used. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 119, Pesach devorecho yoyer. The opening of your words will give light. Again, the dibur is referred to as the Pesach, the opening within that barrier. Ki hu emuna shemamshichim al yidei hadibur hakodosh. Because the faith which we draw upon ourselves through holy words, through words of Torah, through words of Tefillah, hu bechinas pesach v'shar, that serves as an entranceway, an opening, she'al yodo nichnosin l'toich beis hachochma, through which we can enter into the house, inside the house, which is chochma. And we see this all over the Torah, and especially all over Rabbeinu Zal's Torah, that in order to get to Chachma, you need something to precede it, which is Emuna. There's a pasuk, Ve'erastich li be'emuna, v'yodat es Hashem. I will wed you to me with faith, And then you will understand Hashem. Then you'll get to the Das. Through Emuna, which is the entranceway, which is the Dibur, through that we enter into the Beis HaChochma, Laham Shech HaDas, to be able to draw upon ourselves the Das. She'alze Bikesh David, it's regarding this, that David HaMelech pleads with Hashem, in Tehillim chapter 24, Se'u She'orim Roshechem, let the entranceway open up, V'hinosu Pischei Olam, and open up the entrance of the world, the Yavoi Melech HaKovoid, and allow the glorious king to enter. Sheyisnasu v'yisposchu hashorim, Dovra Melech is pleading with Hashem that the gates should open up and be lifted up. V'hapsochim, which shorim? Hashorim v'hapsochim shel adas, the gates that lead to Das of Kedusha, Seichel of Kedusha, Shehim Bechina Sharia Beis HaMikdosh, which he was referring to over there, the gates of the Beis HaMikdosh, which were sealed shut. Shebetoichom Yizgale Bedas Kolecho de Lekusim Shalte Yisporach, through which inside of them will be revealed this Das. Into the Das will go into the Das of each and every single person, will be able to receive Elokusu Memshalta Yisborach. Shezeh Bechinas V'yovoi Melech HaKovoid. And that's why David HaMelech says, and let the glorious king enter. Enter where? Enter into the minds of each and every single Jew, into the Das of each and every single person. And it's for this reason that we have to guard that entranceway very carefully. Because the Sitrachro also knows about this entranceway, and they lie in ambush over there. They want to get inside also. Dahainu sheyichnois bedaitoi kushois ubilbuli emuna chas v'shom. The Sitra Achra wants to use the entrance to a person's mind to bring in, to deliver questions and doubts and things that will confuse the person's faith. And this is why we have to make doors for the entranceway and to lock those doors with proper locks. So that a stranger, the wrong person, should not be able to enter into there, in order to destroy the house, the Beis HaMikdosh, the house of Das and Chochma. But rather, gaining entrance into there should only be accomplished through holiness. In order to deliver, to bring Das to each and every single person in a properly measured and calculated way, each person according to what they're capable of handling. With this we could understand why our entranceways, the entrance to our house, the entrance to each individual room requires a mezuzah. Shetzrichin ligboya hashtei parshiyo shema v'hoim shamoya lapesach. What does the mezuzah have in it? Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad and v'hoim shamoya. Ki shtei parshiyo yiseilu heim ikar emunas hayichud. The Kabbalah soil mitzvahs, because those two portions of Torah are where we declare our faith in the unity of Hashem, and where we accept upon ourselves the authority of Hashem completely. We accept that we will perform all the mitzvahs. Shetzrichin lekovom eitzel haPesach daika. We have to establish that mezuzah by the entranceway, lishmores haPesach, to guard the entranceway. As Rav Nosson Zal elaborates on this much more in the laws of mezuzah. But we've seen so far that because that entranceway is emuna, it's malchus, emuna saramis with malchus. Malchus is always ragleho yoredos moves. That's where the sitrachra tries to attack, from the bottom. therefore requires special shmirah. One form of shmirah of the Pesach Habayis is the mezuzah. V'zeh b'chinas ner Chanukah samuch l'Pesach. And this is also why we light the Chanukah menorah near the entranceway. Because the Chanukah candles, which represent drawing the light of holy das into the world, bechinas shemen mishchas kodesh, as the Torah refers to the oil, as the oil of holiness, lahachnia velakoir ulshaber levatel deos malchus arishah, and to destroy and eliminate completely the opinions and the ideologies of the malchus of evil. Sherotzu lahashkiach toirosoi. What was their goal? What was the goal of the malchus of the Sitrachra, the Greeks? To get the Jews to forget the Torah, al yidei hisgabrus chachmosam horo hamuteis vanavoichamoy, by encouraging the Jews to study their secular wisdom, their Greek philosophy, which is mistaken and which is full of paradox questions, all kinds of unanswerable questions. Al kein tzrichen lahadlik oir ner Chanukah kodesh hazeh etzel Pesach habayis. This is why we light the holy menorah at the entrance to the house. Ki ikar tzrichin lishmor ha-Pesach, because the most important place that has to be guarded and protected is the entranceway. Shederech shom nichnosin ve-yoitzin el-adas, because it's through there that we enter and leave. We have the connection to the das. Lahamshich he-orosoy l'chol bo-yoylam, to be able to broadcast and distribute, disseminate that das, that light, to all members of the world. Paragraph Vov. V'zeh b'chinas ner Chanuka osur lishtameish loiroi. And with this we'll understand another law in the laws of Chanukah, that a person is not permitted to use the light from the Chanukah candles for personal use. To be able to see, he wants to count his money, he wants to do anything for personal use, not allowed to benefit from the Chanukah candles in that way. This is tied into what we learned about before, that you have to put a fence around the Chochma, which is silence. Ki ikar ho'oyer hu ha'chochma, shenikrei soyer. Because true light is Chochma, which is called light. Kamaisha Kosuv, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, chapter 2, Ki Yisroin lachochma minasichlus, just like the difference between intelligence over foolishness is Ki Yisroin hoer minachoshech, is like the difference between light and darkness. So we see that chochma is oer. V'chol ma'ashem ishtam shem boer aner liroi su listakil al yodoi, and whenever a person is trying to use the light of a candle to be able to see with it, kol ze nimshach mebchinas hachochma, all of that is coming from chochma, from intelligence, seichel, shehu ikar shoyre shoyer haner. That's the spiritual source of the light of a candle, because all light comes from chochma. V'alkein b'ner Chanukah osur leishtamesh v'lehonais boiroi. And therefore, when it comes to the Chanukah candles, you're not allowed to use it for any personal use. Ki oyer ner Chanukah nimshach mimokoim govoya moid moid. Because the light of the Chanukah candles comes from a very, very high source. At sheyecholin al yodoi lohoyer adas b'chol hoylam. To the point where these Chanukah candles have the ability to distribute light and das to the entire world. Afilu b'hanemuchim v'yerudim b'maseim moid moid, even to those people who are very far down spiritually, they're in the lowest places as a result of their actions. Afilu l'hanemuchim b'tayvoseim o midoseim horois b'mokim shemenuch ma'amoslam, even those people who are steeped and deeply involved in evil desires and evil characteristics. Lahoyer Bikulam, the Hanukkah candles represent an incredible, powerful light that have the ability to shine das, to broadcast das to all of those people, for their eyes to be opened up and for them to realize, what am I doing? What am I, nuts? This is life, this is living, partying and eating and drink. That's what life is all about? That's what this whole world was created for? Lahoyer Bikulam, Kimaloi Chol Horetz Kevoido, to shine into all of these places the message that the entire world is filled with Hashem's glory, Hashem's honor. Kemoi Shemavoyer Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran, where he has a whole major piece about Hanukkah in the second half of Likutei Moran. And that's why we're not allowed to use those candles for any menial purpose, any purpose that's not related to holiness. Meaning, she'osur lehistakel v'lachkor bozeh hadas hakodosh lochovin mashenase bo'ilam. Rav Nosson Zal says that a Jew is not allowed to use the holy das of the Torah and other great high-level das to use it to understand the mundane items that are going on in the world. Ki al zeh nemar, because it's about this that the Torah says, siog lachochmo shtika, that you need to put a fence around your chachma. You need a fence in your chachma. Don't use it for everything. Use it for limited purposes only, to understand the Torah and things like that. Don't use that chachma and das of Kedusha to understand things in the secular world or in the materialistic world. Ki haneirois halolu koideshem ve'ein lonu rishus lishtamesh bohem. As we say, as we sing in the song that we sing when we light the Hanukkah candles, these candles are holy. We have no permission to use them for non-holy purposes. Lehistakel bozeh hadas hakodosh, to look with this holy das, lohovin hakushyos vatirutzim she'ein hazman maspik lovinam, to try to use this das to be able to answer questions for which there isn't enough time to be able to understand the answers to those questions. Questions that are beyond the scope of time. But rather, what do we say? So what do we use these candles for? Kim lir'oisam bilvad. These candles are just for us to look at them. Kidei lohoido islahalel, in order to praise Hashem. Al nisecho v'al nifloisecho, for Hashem's wonders and miracles. Kitzrichin rak lehistakel al ner Chanukah, lizkor toikef hanes she'oslimanu Hashem Yisborach begashmius. Because our purpose in looking at the Chanukah candles has to be to remind ourselves of the incredible miracle that Hashem did for us in the physical world, in physical form. She'omdu matisyo ubonov, whereby a very small group of people, Matisyo Kohen Gadol and his sons, rose up, Mispar Anoshim Muotum, a small group of people, Keneged Hamoin Rav Kozer, against the armies and power of the Greek nation, V'noisef lo, that's number one. Number two, V'noisef lo zeh, in addition to that, Toikif Hanes, the great miracle, Shedolak Me'at Shemen Shmoina Yomim, that a small amount of oil that wasn't even enough really to burn for one day ended up burning for 8 days. Sheboze Royim, through these miracles, we're able to see and realize Shashem Yisporach Moishel Bo'elam, that Hashem rules over the entire world. He's on top of Mother Nature. And Hashem wants his nation and our Torah. He wants us to succeed. He wants us to exist. In addition to that, we need to look at the great das and sechel that all the rabbis and all the tzaddikim from that time, from the time of the Beis Mikdash till today, are bringing, are introducing new books, new levels of Das to the world, to Klal Yisrael. At Shegilu Umotsu Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Merumezes Bahatoyra Kdoisha, Shemosar Lono Moshe Rabbeinu, Kama Meyos Shonami Kodim. To the point where our rabbis succeeded in discovering in the written Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu had given us hundreds of years before the miracle of Chanukah, they were able to find and discover in the written Torah all kinds of ramazim to the holiday of Chanukah. V'gilu das ze bo'ilam, and they revealed this das to the world. I remember Rav Rosenfeld, Zechron Avrocha, taught us a number of these. We find in creation, the first, the second, third pasuk in Chumash, where it says that on the first day of creation, Vayoymer lekim yehi oyer, Hashem said, let there be light. And there was light. The word yehi, yud he yud, is 25. A remez, and yehi means let there be in the future. Alluding there's going to come a time on the 25th of the month, unusual. No other holiday takes place on the 25th other than Chag HaUrim, the holiday of lights, Chanukah. That's one remez, and there are many other remezim. Rabbeinu Zal in Likut Imran over there shows remezim, the word Chanukah, how it appears in different places in the Torah, in the written Torah. Shekol mi sheroitze lehistakil al zeh, so that any person who wants to look at this, Yochoy lachovin meirochoyk gedulas hab, can realize from the distance gedulas haboyir isporach, the greatness of Hashem, u gedulas tzadikov hoamitim, and the greatness of the holy tzadikim, that they're able to look at the Torah not through our eyes, they're looking through their holy eyes, and they're able to see history in the Torah. They're able to see that the Torah contains the story of the world from creation till today. They're able to find all the holidays and all the miracles and everything. Ugedulas haTorah kedoshah, and the greatness of the Torah, that the Torah is infinite. It has all of this in it. Aval osur lehistake lachutz, lirtzois lachgor veleido lovin akoil. But a person is, so that we're permitted to look into and delve into the Torah and the words of the tzaddikim, etc. But a person is not allowed to look outside the Torah. To try to analyze and philosophize and be able to understand everything, and to try to resolve all the mysteries of creation, all the mysteries of the existence of the world and everything, because about that the Torah says, Siog lachochma shtika. You want your chochma to succeed? Put a fence around it. Nowhere to be quiet. Nowhere not to take it. You have a flashlight? You have a spotlight? Use it in the right places. Don't try to use that flashlight in places that it doesn't belong, where you're not supposed to be delving into those things right now. Paragraph Zion, v'zeh b'chinas, and with this we'll understand what happens at the end of Chumash Bereishis in chapter 29, where Yaakov Avinu is about to leave the world, and he summons his family, vayikro Yaakov el bonov, Yaakov Avinu calls his children to come to be with him. Shebikesh legalois es haketz. The Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the coming of Moshiach and everything about it. V'nistalka heimenu shechina, and the Holy Spirit of Hashem left him, blocking him. Ki kol habrochois sheberach Yaakov ezbonov, hakol hoyo b'chinas hamshochas hadas hakodesh anal. Because all the blessings that Yaakov Avinu gives to his children in that parsha, in Parshas Vayechi, he blesses this one with this and this one with that. Rav Nosson Zal says what it's really all about, the real blessing is HaKoil Hoya Bechinas Hamshochas Hadas HaKodosh. It's all about Yaakov Avinu blessing them that they should have the privilege of being able to receive and draw upon themselves the Das of Hashem. Because we know, we've mentioned many times, the Gemara says Im Das Konisa Machosarto. If you have Das, what are you missing? You're not lacking anything. Vimdas chosarto, and if you don't have das, what do you have? So if Yaakov Avinu was blessing his children, obviously Yaakov Avinu knew that blessing isn't buying him a BMW or buying him a refrigerator load, a 300-year supply of food. That's not the real blessing. The real blessing is Das. And that's obviously what he was transmitting in each one of those brachas that he gave each one of his children. Ki Yaakov Buchir Sheba'ovois. Because we know that Yaakov Avinu is the chosen one of the three forefathers. He's the greatest one. Shehoisa Mitosoi Shleima. He was the only one who was zeicher that all of his children were religious. His bed was complete. Shehoilid Shneim Osor Shiftekor. He produced 12 tribes of heavenly tribes. Shehoyu Kulam Tzadikim Kedoshim Bikdushas Yisrael. All of them were righteous people who had the holiness of the Jewish nation upon them. Shemehem Yotzu Kol Zera Beis Yisrael. It's from them that came forth the entire Jewish nation. Shekiblu Es HaTorah Kedosh, which received the Torah. Shehu Hadas HaKodosh. What is the Torah? The Torah is Das of Kedusha. Lahakir Veleda Saboiris Borshmoy. By which a person can come to recognize and understand Hashem on whatever level we can. Al Kain, therefore, Kibetz Hezbon of Koida Moisoi, Yaakov Avinu gathered his children together before passing away, Kedei Letzava Yislohem, in order to instruct them. What's the instruction? Lahamshich Ulohor Bohem Hadas HaKodosh Hazeh. Yaakov Avinu wanted to one final time shine into them this holy Das. Lohidiyam, to enlighten them, ki Hashem hu hu elikim, that Hashem is the king, Hashem is the master of everything. Shezeh hadas hakodosh hischil Avram Avinu lohidiyah boilam. The first one to really broadcast that das to the world was Avram Avinu. Bifrat lebonov, especially, he broadcast it to the entire world, but especially to his own children, to Yitzchok Avinu, to Yishmoel, even on his level. Kama Shekosuv, as we just read yesterday in Parshas Vayera, Ki Yedativ, Hashem says, I love him, I love Avram Avinu, Leman Asher Yitzavez Bonov, because he is going to instruct his children, Veshamru Derech Hashem, and they will uphold the path of Hashem. So that's what Avram Avinu, that's the main message that Avram Avinu delivered to his children. Recognition of Hashem. V'chein Yitzchok Achrav, and Yitzchok Avinu followed in a similar path. Aval Avraham v'Yitzchok adayin lo'yhoyo mitosam shlema. However, those two were not yet privileged to produce only pure children. Avram Avinu had a Yishmoel, Yitzchok had an Esav. Aval Yaakov shehoyo mitosoi shlema, whereas Yaakov Avinu, whose bed was complete, all of his children were good. Osak boze beyoser, he was involved in this, in spreading this das of kedusha more than his predecessors. Ubefrat koidem histalkusoi, especially shortly before he's leaving the world. That's the most important time to deliver the most important message. What's the most important message? Where my $100 bills are? No, the most important message is recognition of Hashem. V'alkein kibtzom v'tzivom uberchom. And this is why he gathered them together and he instructed them and he blessed them. Ki kol habrochois heim bechinas hamshochas hadasanal. Because what all of those brochas are really all about is receiving das. We know that in Shmone Esrei, the climax of all of our prayers is Shmone Esrei. We're davening Shachris with Talis and Tfilin, and we're building, we're leading up to a climax, Karbonas, Psukei Dezimra, Birchas Kriyashma, leading up to when we enter into the throne room of Hashem, and we're going to be able to present all of our requests. And all of those requests are found in the Shmone Esrei. First we have three introductory blessings, then we have three blessings at the end, three closing blessings. In the middle there, you have everything that a person needs. What's numero uno? What's number one on the list? Ato choinein liodom das umelameid leno ishbina. Choneinu meitcho chochma bina deva haskel. It's pleading with Hashem, begging Hashem for das. And the students of Rav Nosson Zalman write that they watched him davening Shmon Esrei. They wanted to see where in the Shmon Esrei does he really, really turn it on. And they saw clearly that it was by this bracha, by the bracha of Atochainen, because again, any real Jew, any real observant, believing Jew knows that's Tachana Merkazit. That's the central, that's where it really all happens. Again, like we said before, if you have Das, you have everything. If a person has Das, everything in their life has meaning. Their wife and children, their car, the things they have and the things they don't have are all meaningful and wonderful and good. If a person doesn't have Das, they can have as much as they want of everything else. It's empty. It's meaningless. It's depression. It's aggravation. It's unhappiness. Lohoidiyom ho emuna hagdoisha. What Yaakov Avinu was delivering to them, was enlightening them was about holy faith. Sheze ikar klal kol habrochoi sheboilam. That's really the totality, a composite of all the blessings of the world. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 65, Asher hamizborech ba'oretz yizborach beloikei omein. The one that is blessed in the world is blessed with faith in Hashem. Omein, they're referring to emunah, faith in Hashem. That's the ultimate blessing. Ki kol ha-toivois v'ha-brochois v'chol ha-hashpois sheboilam b'gashmius v'ruchnius. Because all goodness and all blessing and all shefa, all forms of sustenance in the world on a materialistic level, on a physical level, and on a spiritual level, kulam nimshochem me'adas. They all come from das, this das, holy das, recognition of Hashem. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says, as the Gemara says in Adorim, page 41, das koniso, Mechosarto. You've acquired Das. What are you lacking? What are you missing? You have everything. Das is a skeleton key to open all doors. Ki tachlis hadas, because the ultimate Das, which is Leida Ulahakiris Haboyris Borach, to understand and recognize Hashem, Hu Habrocha. That is the blessing. Dahainu lo, which means Dehainu lohoidois ulahalel ulavorechois yisborach becholeis al kol dover. To have the ability to be on a level to praise Hashem and bless Hashem all the time for everything. Both the things that seem to be good and things that seem to be the other way. We say Baruch Ato Hashem Dayan Hoemes. As our rabbis have instituted for us blessings for everything that goes on in a person's life. Whereby every one of those blessings is an aspect of drawing this seichel. Drawing this seichel into the world. We're enlightening the world. When I make a bracha, boirei pri ha'etz, I'm enlightening everyone around me and I'm putting those words into the atmosphere for the world to know that this apple did not come into existence by itself. And it didn't come into existence through an ape or an amoeba crashing into a meteor 64 billion. That's not how it came about. It came about Hashem, is Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam who created it. There's a creator. We need to inform and enlighten everyone in the world all the time. Ki Hashem hu Elokim, that Hashem is the master. V'hu bora v'yotzar v'oso hakoil, he created everything. U'mekayim hakoil, and he's the one who continues to allow for everything to exist. U'maneg u'mashkiach b'chol eis, and he supervises and controls everything all the time. V'hu berachamov mazmen u'mashpia lanu kol dova v'dova b'prote proteis, and he with his infinite kindness gives us, provides for us everything we have down to the finest detail all the time. V'chein mevoyer b'hatoyri yemei chanakehim yemei hoidoh, And we find this actually elaborated on in chapter 2 in the second half of Likut Imran, which is entitled Yemei Chanukah, our days of praising Hashem. She'ikar hatachlis, that the ultimate purpose of creation and the ultimate purpose of a person in life is hoidois ubrochois, blessing Hashem, praising and blessing Hashem. That's what it's really all about. Ayin Sham, look over there in chapter 2 in the second half of Likut Imran. Vayidei brochois, shonam avorchanois yisborach, and through these blessings with which we bless Hashem, ayidei zeh nimshochen oleinu kol habrochois vashpois hatoivois. Through that we draw upon ourselves all the additional blessings and shefa from Hashem. Ki hamavorech mizborech. Because there's a famous quote in the Gemara, one who blesses is blessed. So the key to being able to receive blessing from Hashem is by blessing Hashem. K'mayisham Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara says, Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 22, Toiv ayin hu yevoirach. One who has a good eye, he is blessed. And the Gemara says in Soita, page 38, it's spelled without a vav, Yevoirach. Yevoirach, the same letters as Yevorech. He will bless. It's one thing. Blessing and being blessed go together. It's a two-way street. V'ze b'chinas kol habrochoi sheberach Yaakov u'moishes Yisrael koidem istalkusan. And this is what's behind all the blessings that Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu blessed the Jewish people shortly before they passed away, these two leaders. Shekulam hoyu b'chinas hamshochas hadas ha-kodeshenal. If you study it carefully, you see it's all about drawing upon oneself the holy das. That's what Yaakov Avinu was trying to imbue his children with, and Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to pass on to Klal Yisrael. V'alkein, kol klolius birchoiseyem es Yisrael, hoyo sheyizgabru lichboish es Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if you take a look, the focus of both of their blessings, Yaakov and Moshe Rabbeinu, was that you should be zoiche to attain, to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Ulahachnia ulashaber hasoinim hamoinim mikidushas Yisrael, and to succeed in defeating and destroying and eliminating the enemies who try to block the Jewish people from the holiness of Eretz Yisrael and the holiness of the Jewish people. Kemuvon bepirush Rashi, as you'll see clearly in those blessings in Rashi's interpretation, ubechol divrei Rabbi Seinuzal, and in all the words of the Gemara and the Medrash, which expound on those blessings. Shezeu b'chinas mashaberach es Yehuda. We see this especially in the blessing that Yaakov Avinu gave to Yehuda, where he called him, he said to him, Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Yehuda, you should be like a lion, a powerful lion. And the Gemara says, Sheyetze mimenu David, because from Yehuda will come forth David HaMelech, Sheyilchoim milchamois Hashem, who will fight the battles for Hashem's honor, Lahachnia ho'akum, to subdue and eliminate the idol-worshipping, the pagan nations, Sheim keneged Eretz Yisrael, which were blocking, preventing the Jewish people from achieving Eretz Yisrael. V'chein, and so too by God. He says, God gedud yigudenu. And if you take a look in Rashi and in the Gemara, that's what it's referring to. That God will go ahead. God and Reuven and half of Manasseh will go ahead of the Jews to help conquer Eretz Yisrael. V'chein kulam, and so too with all of them. V'chein b'berchosei shel Moshe, and so too by the bracha which Moshe Rabbeinu gave, Shehoya me'ein b'berchosei shel Yaakov, which was similar to the blessings that Yaakov Avinu gave his children. K'mayisham Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara says, that Moshe Rabbeinu mirrored the brachas of Yaakov Avinu. Ki ikar hadas hanal, because this recognition of Hashem, this ability to know that Hashem really created everything and manages everything, that das nimshach rak be'eretz Yisrael. One can only really receive that in Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom HaBeis HaMikdosh, which is the location of the Beis HaMikdosh, Sheshom Iker Hadas Shel Bechinas Ben V'Talmid, which Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Torah Zion and Likud Imran, that it's from the Beis HaMikdosh, that's where we find the two types of Das, the Das of the son and the student. Paragraph Ches, V'Alkein, and therefore, Koidem Sheberach Yaakov Es Kol Bonov, before Yaakov Avinu blessed all of his own children, Osak Tchila B'Menashe V'Ephraim Avorchem. First, Yosef HaTzadik brought the two grandchildren, Menashe and Ephraim, before Yaakov Avinu, for him to bless them. Kemavur B'Parsha, as you'll see over there in Parshas Vayechi. Ki Yosef HaTzadik Hu Bechinas Tzadik Yisoid Olam. Because Yosef HaTzadik is the tzaddik who is the foundation of the world, shehu bechinas hatzinoir hakodosh, she'al yodoi nimshach birchas hadas l'chol Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likud Imran that the midah of Yisoid, the sphere of Yisoid, serves as a pipe through which the das, the sechel, is brought down and transmitted and broadcasted to the entire Jewish nation and to the entire world. The upper spheros, the upper midos of Hashem, Chachma Bina Das, shine their light into Chesed Gvura Teferes, which shine their light down to Netzach Hoyd Yesoid, and Yesoid is the pipeline from which it gets passed on to the Malchus and to the whole world. Ki Ben Zekunim Hulei, because the Torah describes Yosef HaTzadik, he was the son who was born to Yaakov Avinu in his old age, Ben Zekunim. The word, that's one of the things Zekunim means. And also the Targum says, Zokein is Chochma, Bar Chakim. Yosef HaTzadik was the smart one, the very smart one. Shekol Hadas HaKodosh, Shekibel Mishem Vever, all of the holy knowledge and recognition of Hashem that Yaakov Avinu achieved when he studied in the yeshiva of Shem Vever, Mosar Loi, he gave it over to Yosef HaTzadik, who was the one who most closely mirrored Yaakov Avinu. V'alkein Yosef hu echot mishiva royim. And this is why Yosef HaTzadik is actually one of the seven shepherds of Klal Yisrael. Sheheim mamshichem ze adas boilam. These seven shepherds, they're the ones who pasture the world with this das. Lohidia ki Hashem hu alikim, to enlighten the world that Hashem is king. V'alkein yotzu mi Yosef Menashe v'Ephraim. And that's why from Yosef HaTzadik came forth these two children, Menashe and Ephraim, Sheheim Bechinas Klolius Hadas Hanal. They represent the total picture of Das, of this Das that we're referring to. Shehu Bechinas Hadas Shel Bechinas Ben V'Talmid, which Rabbeinu Zal over there, Likut Imran, defines as two categories, the Das of the son and the Das of the student. Ki Menashe Zebechinas Hasogas Hadas Haben. Menashe represents the level of understanding of the son. Shehu Bechinas Mechomis Mepishpesh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that people who are on a very high level, as they keep going higher and higher, Hashem says to them, Mepishpesh, Mechomis, Mepishpesh. What do you see? What do you know? Meaning that as high as they go, the higher they go, the more they realize how much they don't know, how much the light is so much bigger than they thought it was when they weren't on this high level. Bechinas aye mekoyim kevoidoi. Like the angels, it says, when they reach up, when they get up to a very high place, they suddenly say, where is Hashem? Where's the covet of Hashem? They realize how much they don't know. Shezeu Bechinas Menashe. This is what Menashe represents. Bechinas Kinashani Hashem Eskol Amoli Veskol Beisovi. The Torah says that Yosef HaTzadik gave him this name Menashe. The word Menashe means because Hashem has caused me to I've forgotten everything I've done in the past and my whole family. The word menashe is miloshin to forget, not to know. Hainu bechinas aye hanal. This is the concept of aye. Where is Hashem? As if I don't see anything. Bechinas mechomis. What do you see? What do you know? Kamashikosu bezoyara, as the Zoyar HaKodesh says, in Parshas Truma, page 127, Bosar dechomo upishpesh, after an angel or a tzaddik gets to a level where they see and where they feel, achvenle, they show him, you know what they show him? Mechomis, what do you see? Mepishpashti, what do you know? Ki adayin ein yoidin klal, because they don't know anything about Hashem yet. Shezeu b'chinas ki nashani Hashem. That's the term Menashe. Hashem has forgotten me. Meaning, I feel so distant from Hashem, like I'm so far away, I don't know anything. Ki adayin eini yodea klal. I don't know anything at all. Kilu hakoil nishkach mienu. As if everything was forgotten from him. And now, Rav Nosson Zalei adds, as we witness this all the time when we were in the presence of our Rebbe, Rabbeinu Zal, all the time he would deliver a shir, a deep, deep shir about Hashem and about the Torah, incredible deep things, and he'd finish the shir, and a minute later he would say, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I have zero. Ukemay shemaruma zois behisparus shel hoiver. And as this is hinted to in the story of the seven betlers, the seven beggars in Sipurei Maaseiyos, the 13th story, in the first day over there, where it speaks about the blind beggar, Sheomar, who said, Shezoicher es kol hamaaseiyos, he remembers everything that all the other betlers knew, Ve'enoi zoicher klal, and he doesn't remember anything. Ayin shom heitev, study that story well, v'hovein, and you'll understand this concept that as a person goes higher and higher and achieves more and more, they realize more and more how far they are from Hashem, how much they don't know. As we say, tachlis hayedia asher loy neida, the ultimate goal of knowledge is not to know. We'll hold it just the next few lines. The Ephraim, whereas Ephraim, Zebchinas Hasogas HaTalmid, he represents the level of das that's associated with the student, Shehu Bechinas Meloi Choloretz Kevoidoi, which is the type of das that tells us that Hashem is everywhere. Hashem's light and covet is found everywhere in the world, even by the smallest people, by the littlest people. Shafilu b'shoel tachtis, even in the lowest, lowest level of Gehenim. Vafilu b'oitzim onyenu v'doichakenu beguf v'nefesh u'mamoin. And even when we find ourselves in the lowest, most oppressed places, where we don't have, we're suffering bodily and spiritually and financially, we're at rock bottom. Gam shom nimtza Hashem yisborach. There also Hashem can be found. And Hashem is helping us, assisting us all the time, even in those circumstances. Vezeh bechinas Ephraim, that's what the name Ephraim represents. Bechinas ki hifrani Elokim beretzoni. Hashem allowed me to be productive, to produce, even in this land of poverty, in Egypt, even when I'm in this place of Oni, in Golos. Shafilu ba'onyi umeruroisai ha'otzun. Even in my worst state of poverty, being impoverished, I don't have any family, I have nothing here, I've lost my connection completely. Gam shom hifrani Hashem. There also Hashem allowed me to produce. Umekare voisi, brings me close. Umerachem alai b'choleis, and has pity on me all the time. Because Hashem's kovod is everywhere. V'tuvoi v'godloi v'rachmov loy kolam loylam. And Hashem's goodness and kindness is unending. It's infinite. We'll hold it over here. We'll continue from here in the next shiur.